W Mobile.
How are we doing today?
All right, not too bad of a start to the day. Going to work and looking forward to my touchy-feely meeting this morning. We're going to do a Teams meeting follow-up before our next class.
Those things, don't you?
Looking much forward to this as I was to class.
Got off early yesterday.
With some of the, basically doing the workshop for the next vehicle and doing our evaluation. This is just kind of early, do we see any issues, blah, blah, blah. So we're doing that right now, and I think I got to do it again today, maybe tomorrow, so it's fun. But yeah, I got off a little bit early, didn't stay till the end.
Toyota had to shut down 14 plants in Japan because they, a supplier of theirs got hacked.
About that, that's not good.
It's Friday.
But everything can change.
Off last Friday, so I didn't know if you guys were working this Friday or not.
Ain't kind of official, so as of right now, today was the last, or yesterday was the last day, so we'll see if any more come up.
Pretty good. It went by pretty quick for some reason. It just was, I was busy. Then I remembered it, 2:30, I had to take a darn piece of equipment back to the rental place across the interstate from Camping World. And it's like, holy cow. It's like, man, I had to run down there and get the truck, load it up, ride up there and try to be back by 4.
Sunday.
And freaking how many BMWs you sell to Russia?
Our biggest market, but I mean, we definitely have a market there.
Open up today.
I think they ran last night, if I remember correctly. No, I think they start back up tonight, but yeah. We'll start it up today, and I guess B-Shift comes in tonight.
The president's speech tonight.
We got Boy Scouts tonight, thank goodness.
I hear you. We'd probably be better off just reading it from the teleprompter.
Just go ahead and print off everything he's going to say and be done with it. Basically dropping the mask mandate, which seems like the way we're getting ready to go.
People were doing it. I saw that at the speech tonight, masks are optional. And that, so that's a good thing. And then I'm ready to get back to 2018 style of living. But that's probably not happening in the next few years anyway.
I think you're right. I think we still got a little while longer before it's normal.
On the news this morning, they're calling to reopen that Keystone Pipeline.
They'll fight it too hard.
The news this morning, it was saying that Target's minimum wage was going to $24 an hour.
That's hard for me to imagine working at a Target making that kind of money, which is great for them, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to go to usually like places like BMW to get a job paying that much. Now you can just go to Target.
You got to put up with the public, and that's pretty hard to do these days, especially these days. KN4 TFW.
Work with that wholeheartedly.
Put up with it every day, and that it's, man, some people are really rude, and they've gotten a lot worse since this COVID stuff.
Isolation has kind of shown the downside a little bit, or I guess brought out the worst in most people.
On Sunday, the restaurant is so busy, so they don't take call-in orders. You have to order on the app or come in and order and wait for it. And the guy's like, oh, you're going to take my order. I'm going to call it, and I'm going to come up there, and you're going to come out there and take my order and everything and that. Well, it didn't happen.
Special snowflake. Serve things nowadays.
You know, Toyota lot's got three cars on the left-hand side. Man, that's pretty good. They're rolling in inventory.
That's definite improvement.
Saw where they had to close those plants was going to cost them. I don't know how, must not have been closed down long, because it was going to cost them 13,000 cars.
That's a chunk. Power line, I'll see if my signal goes to crap.
My bad area. It was a little bit scratchy than it was, but it's not bad.
I can't see here much longer. I got to get inside and get ready for that team's meeting.
Really help out.
And Billy, you know, I understand it. I tell you why my radio supposedly shipped yesterday or day before. China all the way to the house in like 2.5 days.
Boat.
I don't understand that. I don't know how that's even possible. Let's say overnight and on a flight to get it here, but that's hard to believe.
Like DHL or something like that, because I mean, by the time you put it on a container, loaded it on a boat, and the boat's probably 3 weeks, and then sit out there and wait to get unloaded and that, I just don't see it. Heck, I'm still waiting on mine, and they're not supposed to ship until May sometime.
Cable was created on the 28th, which was Monday, and it left Shenzhen, China, yesterday. No, yeah, so I guess that would have been yesterday our time at 5:43 p.m. And somehow it's supposed to be here tomorrow. I don't see that happening.
Packages in all the time from China. Mostly it's like samples from customers and stuff like that.
Usually it's on a boat, usually on there for a month. So I don't know. I'd be surprised if they're overnight flight to here or something, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
The HF rig?
One of the Daigu HF. It's got more of a, it's almost kind of like the ICOM 705, but nowhere near as nice. But, I mean, it comes with a fair share of bugs because it's in China. But, you know, overall, it's got pretty decent reviews. It's only 600 compared to 1200.
RP radio?
So, 10 watts on the external battery and 5 watts on the internal battery. I need to start my trek on inside, so I'm going to have to say 73 to you. Be safe out there this morning, and maybe we'll get to holler at you this evening whenever I leave to get home from Boy Scouts. So have a good one, and like I said, be safe. KO4CES, and I'll be clear.
All right, Andrew, enjoy your day. Have a good one, and I'll try to catch you this evening. KN4TFW 73.
4HK mobile.
KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. Did Andrew leave already?
It's a meeting he had to go to, and there was going to be a touchy-feely meeting after that, so he was really looking forward to it.
I bet he was. I can hear the excitement in that voice now.
You only have to worry about Ken.
And yesterday.
Good. Susan made salmon patties and that, so that was a good supper. Got the pup walk and that, so it was a very good evening. And yourself?
Once I got home, sit down and relax. Just unwind a little bit.
Get home?
I'm about, I don't know, 6:45.
It ain't too bad, I don't guess.
Chiropractor, that took about 30 to 45 minutes there.
About working out here is, you know, I get off at the same time every day and get home about the same time, so that's kind of nice to have a schedule like that.
get is, and I'm going to try to work on mine here now that summer's coming, where I'm a little more consistent about the times I get off, even if I have to spread things back out to 5 days. But with fuel prices doing what they're doing now, I've got myself concerned about doing that.
Be better off staying with the 4 days, because, man, I just don't see the fuel coming down anytime soon. And now I saw Shell and BP are both getting out of Russia, so that should make it go up.
Fuel prices go up anymore.
Do anything and they just go up just because they think they can, and they go up on a, maybe this might happen, but then what, here in a couple more months we'll be coming into hurricane season. All you need is a hurricane coming, and that it solved the problem.
When I work today, anything big?
Project coming up in May. I gotta make sure I got all the parts, but I'd ordered them back in the fall, so I should have all of them, as long as somebody didn't use some out of my storage. So I gotta go check that. And I gotta order a plastic tube. Problem is I know it's 4.5 inches on the outside. I just don't know what it is on the inside. I think it's 4 inches on the inside, but I'll have to get somebody to check on that for me. And I need to order a steam coil, but the darn vendor won't call me back. And I contacted them twice, like on one of those chats on their website. You know, oh, I have to get engineer call you and everything and that, and still no luck. So I found another number that I can call late yesterday, so I guess I'm going to make an attempt at that.
For HCAT, the company you're calling, make sure they're still in business, and that auto help there is not just out doing nothing.
When you call the main line, it tells you that they're short-handed and everything, and it just, I don't know, it looks like it's a, I mean, it looks like it should be a really large company, so they should still be in business. For lack of a better word, we're calling storage containers, but this one is a heated box, so it holds like 36, 55-gallon drums, and it's capable of heating them up to like 200 degrees, because some of the stuff we put in the drums, it gets, you know, like thick syrup, and you got to heat it up to be able to get it out of the drum.
Yeah, so you're just heating the material up to certain temperatures so it'll pour, so it's not gelled.
Yeah, but one of the steam coils got a hole in it we keep having to repair, and I need to get, you know, a replacement one for it, but man, I'm really struggling.
Distracted this morning, I had somebody pull out in front of me, poke along, and then bow up and stop about a mile down the road and just swerve around the road.
Gordon, go ahead and pay attention to what you're doing on the drive, and I got a tractor trailer on my rear right now. I don't know what its problem is. There's three more open lanes around me. He wanted to get off at his exit. That's all. Starting at the 12th, my exit that I get off for work is going to be closed, so I'll have to remember.
There now.
And from just past my exit all the way to the state line, widening it to, I guess, three lanes both ways. And now I guess they got to do something right there, because it necks down right there, so they must be going to work on that section.
The perpetual construction site.
Working on it. Down there were like 291 and 85 feet when I was in school.
Get from one end to the other that they're working on it, and start again to make it bigger.
Here that works it. It calculates how wide it needs to be, should be shot, you know. We figure it's going to be this many cars, and then they keep building houses and businesses and everything, and they need to make it about twice as wide as they think it needs to be. talking to Jerry yesterday, but I never looked at the radio. I was on the wrong frequency.
Backing into my last stop there when I was on the radio with him. I still had one quick stop to go before I had to head up the mountain.
It's to be the week for the truck, isn't it? With trucks to meet in Washington.
I think the 6th is when it's supposed to happen.
And listen to the speech tonight.
There was one. Like I said, I don't have regular TV, and I don't have over-the-air TV at all.
I can figure that out, that if this repeater antenna is on the same tower as the news, and the news antenna's higher, I struggle to understand why you can't get it.
Yes, but it's broken up and scratching just freezes. So, and I'm having trouble getting the repeater too. It's not like I can get into the repeater reliably either. I'm right on the area. I'm so close to up underneath it that, and the mountain's still watching it. So that's why I can't get it. And so when they went to digital TV, it just wiped me out. I can't get to it.
Before digital?
Yeah, I could get it before they went to the digital, but now I can't get it at all. But like I said, it freezes up, and you can't watch it.
Mine does that is if there's like a really bad pouring down rain between me and the antenna. Do some canning this weekend. Can some meat, some... Susan used the last of my salmon that I canned last year, so I got to can me some more salmon and might try to do me some chicken. Try that.
I've never done is canned meat. Done all kinds of vegetables, but not no meat.
Your black hole?
Yeah, I am.
Switch?
Might as well. KO4 ATX, and I'll be clear.
KN4 TFW, clear.